Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Saved and Sassy podcast with myself, Randy Mendez, and my co-host for our Monday mornings, Crystal Riley. Hello, sunshine.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm excited because today we're going to be talking about really how we maintain joy even in the storm and how we, how we really keep that gratitude going. And it's funny because one thing that I have found over the years that I've really learned is a differentiator is understanding what joy is. right, that joy is something that comes from God and from us getting to know who he is and what he's capable of, but that joy doesn't translate to happiness, but literally just more of a fulfillment and a sense of peace in the storm, right?
What
are your thoughts on that?
Well, I just, when I was a very little girl and I was having lots of trials and tribulations, I remember sitting in this beautiful Episcopal church, just crying to God and saying like, you know, why God, why does all this bad stuff have to happen? And he, like loud and clear, he said like, find joy in all things. And I'm going to use this for when you're older. And I look at now how he's worked in my life. And I clung to that, right? As a child, I needed to hear that and needed to always have that positive outlook. And so, man, I can put a spin on really crappy situations and circumstances like nobody's business, but that's from having God and that's seeking him and understanding, you know, he doesn't say our lives are going to be perfect and happy and, yeah, you know, rainbows and unicorns. We have trials and tribulations, but it really brings us closer to him. And when we realize that, that's where like that peace that surpasses all understanding happens.
Yeah. So we were referencing Philippians 4 and it really does talk about just that, right? It really talks about fostering that positive mindset. And right now, you know, you and I are both in the real estate industry, and there's like this massive uproar happening because the industry looks to be changed, which we will not on this particular podcast go into the fact that the news outlets are doing a horrible job actually reporting what's honestly happening. But the leaders within the industry immediately took the stance of, yes, things are changing, but with change comes opportunity. And it just had me thinking this morning, Crystal, because it's the same thing with storms and changes within our lives. They present opportunity, and they present opportunity to deepen our relationship with God, to mm-hmm. deepen our understanding. I surrender things to prayer with God, but sometimes I've surrendered them and I don't know if I really sit and fully listen and let him speak to me and confirm my next steps before I act, right? And so it's funny because here we kind of have a new set of opportunities coming, and I've got some different decisions that I'm looking at, and I've got some different things. And I just am finding like, oh, wait, this is like, I don't love that I feel like I'm in this continual, Jordy asked me like, I know God like directs each path, but like, how many turns do you think there are in God's plan? How many turns do you think there are in God's plan?
Unlimited, twisty and turning.
Right. To that point, like, I can kind of see that where it's like, are we changing again? Or are we doing this again? And sometimes, especially in business or in life, we as women can really get in the mindset of associating like the change, or especially constant change or continual change, with failure. Right. And then we can also really get blocked up with like the mindset of like, what are people going to think? What are they going to, you know, one of the things I mentor and coach agents a lot. And one of the things people say to me a lot, agents say, is, well, I made a move, or I did this, and I don't know what people are going to think. I don't know what my clients are going to think. Right. And so that's the same thing with our personal lives. So I just was really thinking about when you said like fostering that positive mindset. But it's also learning to cultivate a spirit of rejoicing in the change, in the storm, because we understand the opportunity to deepen our relationship and deepen our understanding and deepen our ability to hear what God is saying to us comes with those changes, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's, I don't look at like all the stuff, like the real estate stuff. I mean, yes, it's, I mean, I don't know all the things. I don't really watch the news and stuff because I think it's, well, that's a whole other topic. But it's fear mongering, right? So right. Do we believe in God and have faith in him and what he says for us, or are we going to go along with what society says? So, right. I try to do my best to choose more of God and less of what society. The world is. And it goes against what most people do. So, but I, you know, I've been a Christian a long time, mm-hmm. and I have a choice. I don't have to do those things, but right. I choose to do those things. And my life is much better because of it. And I don't have to worry so much about, you know, God's going to take care of our real estate business. He's in all the details. Like
all the details.
And he's not going to be like, oh, you're not going to sell real estate anymore. You're going to make $3 instead of 3,000 or, you know, whatever the numbers are. Yeah. He's going to take care of us. And I don't know, I can feel the tension and the stress and the chaos and all of that stuff with what everybody's saying, but I have more peace about it
right.
than I do anything else. And that can only really come from God.
Well, and I think it goes down to, it really boils down to that joy you have. So joy, again, does not equal worldly happiness, right? We as humans in our flesh, we pursue happiness. We pursue, like, we don't want to be bored. We don't want to not be doing things. We don't want to just sit. Like, we're always chasing being happy, right? And for those of you listening to the podcast, that was my air quotes. But joy is the peace that you're describing. It's I'm joyful amidst the storm because I know who my creator is. I'm joyful amidst the storm because I know who my provider is, right? And so it's like that gives us the peace. And then where the compound effect comes up is when we're willing to do the work, right? So we have the peace. You know, I'm not fearful of what this change is going to bring. I'm not fearful of what this is going to do to my income. But I am, because we continually get the opportunity to have a new chance to go deeper in our relationship with God, because there's always a storm. There's always a change. We learn how to better process it. And we get to sit and we get to say, okay, the change is here. How do I rise? How do I work smarter? How do I serve better? How do I pivot? And the truth might be, and I just want to have this conversation, the pivot might mean a brand new chapter. Mm-hmm. It might mean a continued chapter on one road. It might mean a total turn in a different direction. What we have got to do is, number one, we have got to make sure that we are sitting in the joy of knowing whose we are, sitting in the joy of knowing who our provider is. But then we have to make sure, and we did a podcast on this previously, Crystal, around whose lens are you using? And we talked about, like, how are you seeing the situation? Well, who are we hearing? So we're in the storm. We're in the change. We've laid it at God's feet. All right, God. And Crystal, you and I both are guilty of this. Like, God, it's yours. And then we just go, like, live life and we go power through things. And we don't sit with him long enough for him to speak to us, right?
Right.
So then we have to lay it down. And then it's like, that's when my prayer is like this, Crystal. All right, God, I need you to come in with the 2x4 to the head. Like, you got to make this real clear. Let's make this real
clear. I don't ask for the 2x4 anymore. I just need clarity and things to be pretty and open some doors. Maybe gently close them. No more 2x4s.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
They hurt.
Well, and Jordy asked me too one time. She says, okay, you always tell me, like, that, you know, God confirmed it or God told you. And she's like, talk to me about how do you hear him? Like, and I want to say, I have not ever had the opportunity. I think when you were describing being younger, it sounds like you had the opportunity audible. To hear him audibly. I haven't had that opportunity, but it is in the confirmation. And I would just urge our listeners to understand how imperative it is to sit with him, because if you're not sitting with him, how can you hear him? Right. And I'm just going to call myself out, and hopefully this is solid for one of our listeners, but throwing it at his feet and just saying he'll work it out, but then not actually sitting with him and allowing him to counsel you and give you wisdom and give you discernment, that often means you gave him your baggage and then you went and did your own thing.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, I mean, we're all guilty of that, because it's easy to lay it down and then, like, pick it back up, really, or do our own thing. And it is different when we really do get quiet. So when we get quiet, we lay it at his feet, we find gratitude on all things, even no matter how hard they are, how difficult they are, there are things to find gratitude in.
Yeah.
You know, like, I had a really crappy childhood, but I have a lot of gratitude for things. You know, I don't enjoy the abuse. I'm not saying I'm thankful for the abuse, but I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't go through all that stuff. So I have gratitude, and I've lived my life that way, even when it was happening, from that time that God spoke to me. And so it's just, it's a completely different way of life. And then, you know, it goes, there's a whole bunch of other things that go along with it, but just sitting and surrendering that to God. And then, and you can dig into the Bible, you can talk to other believers, you know, and when we pray, it's not so much, we don't have to just sit there and talk, right? Cause he does speak to us. We can ask for signs, like not everybody hears audibly from him. But you know, I like to negotiate with him. I don't know why I think I can negotiate with God. He rules everything, but in my head, I negotiate with him. You know, like I didn't want to get married. I've been married almost 21 years, and I didn't want to get married. And I prayed it would rain on my wedding day because I hated the rain, and it rained the day before and the day after. So then I got married, right? That was my negotiation. I guess I'm supposed to marry him. Like, seriously?
I'm sure he'd love hearing this podcast episode.
He doesn't even listen. I don't even know if he knows I deal with podcasts. No, I love him. He's wonderful. And I'm very glad that I am married to him, and he's helped me, you know, love more like Jesus. And he's helped me be a much better person, because I'd probably be like, I don't know, a hooker dead in an alley or something. He's so bad. I mean, so many bad decisions.
How Crystal avoided becoming a hooker. Pray for rain, and the rain didn't come, so the sign to be a hooker was gone.
I mean, it was just off the table. God's like, no, Crystal, I've got great plans for you. And I'm like, but that hooker. No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't really going to be a hooker, by the way. But God definitely has directed my steps, and I've gotten quiet, and I've asked for signs, because I need, you know, he doesn't always speak audibly. It's not like I hear him. He doesn't just talk to me all the time. I'd have to maybe go get my head checked if he did. I don't know. But I ask for signs, right? Like, if it's safe to go into the Costco parking lot, there's like one aisle I park in, because not always is it a healthy decision for me to go into different stores. Like, there's a lot of stuff that we don't know about. Like, and that's my negotiating with God. Those are my signs. I talk to him, and I leave it open for him to guide me.
Right.
Right. So, yeah.
Well, and I also have done some of those similar things too. You know, I think it's important, and there is, which we can save this, cause we're going to keep this one short and sweet, but you know, there is the ability to lay a fleece before God and to really that, in a sense, negotiate with him. And I know that, you know, for me, I ask him like, okay, let's just take this one step at a time, and let's make this very clear, and show me clearly. And also, you know, that intuition, right? Like, everybody talks about, I have great mom intuition, I have great this, I have great that. I won't go as far as to say that I think I'm prophetic, but I definitely believe that my intuition is really God, you know, clearly letting something sit very comfortably with me versus not sit comfortably with me. Mm-hmm. And it's his protection. And there's definitely ways to know when we're pursuing God, right? To evaluate, you know, the fruits that'll come for it, the path that'll come for it. There's been times I've been in alignment with people that say all the right things. And I believe them to be strong believers. And as I'm navigating a journey with them, the things that we are doing are not in alignment with the things that scripture call us to do. Mm-hmm. And so I think sometimes, you know, in this world, you would love for it to be as simple as somebody saying, oh yes, I'm a Jesus follower, I'm a Christian also. And that to be a mass, an immediate uniting magnetic factor. And that would place safety within them, but it doesn't. That's why it is so imperative that we know the word, we follow the word, we surrender to God, and then we sit with God so that he can use all of those opportunities to speak to us. So on this note, Paige, absolutely love that you shared that this is gold. I love this. And I'm glad that my brother loves me. You don't spell my name, but you love me, and I love you too. And
the phone probably changed it. It's fine.
Well, I love that my brother's tuning in. Him and I just navigated some pretty heavy stuff this last week with his family, and found ourselves just crying out to God in desperation and praying side by side and just asking God to walk us through the situation that we were in, because neither of us were equipped to navigate it. And you know, sometimes that's another component, and we can talk about that in another podcast, but sometimes you just have to, cry out to them, because we are not equipped and we will never be fully equipped. So anyhow, Crystal, I love that we get to kick off our morning. And so for our listeners, again, if you are not in our Facebook community, Saved and Sassy Society, make sure you get over there. We are empowering women specifically in the career space to take more ground for the kingdom. And then whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on, be sure to drop in and give us a review. If you're watching our live stream, please tag a friend. We want to help women to be equipped to navigate all the things that come, and in this episode in particular, to really be able to find that joy, even in the dark times, even in the storms, and know whose you are and get to sit in that peace. So thank you, friend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Have a wonderful Monday. Bye, guys.